So we've got an angel and we've got Mary, but we need the message. Now then. Mary was an ordinary woman living in an ordinary town in northern Israel about 2,000 years ago. She wouldn't be ordinary much longer. Please look under your chairs. There are 5 envelopes with the address to Mary in Nazareth. You have to pull them out, some of them. There's only 5. If you've got one, could you hold it up? What should it look like? Every chair needs to be looked under.
It's gone missing.
Doesn't want to come. We're all right. All right, listen quietly, everybody, to the message that the angel brought Mary. Quiet.
Number one.
No, hold it behind, in front of you, sir.
I'll read it.
Hello. Hello. You have been chosen by God above all others. The Lord is with you. Don't be afraid, Mary. You are going to have a baby. It will be a boy. You've got to call him Jesus. He will be great. He will be the Son of God.
Not that one. Take that one back. Well done. And the last one, which we haven't managed to find, but thankfully I know what it says. God will make him his king and his kingdom will never end. Don't be afraid, Mary. You're going to have a baby. It'll be a boy. He'll be great and God will make him his king. Round of applause for these angels and postmen. Down you come, carefully. Mary's boy will grow up to be a king forever. The king forever to rule us. That'll be amazing enough. But because it's God who's made this Jesus the forever king of the whole world, it means Jesus is God's king over everyone, everywhere. Over you and over me and families and friends and people who live in Alaska and Australia and everywhere else too. What Mary heard that angel tell her is now told every Christmas all over the world. Mary's baby will be called Jesus and he will be God's king forever, everywhere. 9 months after Mary saw that angel, another amazing angel meeting happened. We're going to sing about that and then hear about it. Let's stand and sing. And this is the carol that tells us why the angels were singing that first Christmas morning. If you can't read, I bet you know the chorus. I'd love you to sing it as loud as you can. Just 2 great lines. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. Let's stand and sing that one.
All right, Tim. You don't need to worry at all about any envelopes going missing this time because I've got them all in my trusty post bag. Are you ready?
That's where they are?
Oh no. I think I may have dropped them when I ate a snack earlier. What do we do? Do you know what, though? I ate my snack as I was wandering around this room earlier this morning, so they're all here somewhere. Not under the chairs anymore, but around the room. Guys, might you
got
help
one.
Me again? Oh, someone's
Can
already
we
got
find
one.
Some
Could
more?
You find some more? There are 8
have a look. There
little
are 8
white envelopes.
Envelopes that need
oh, someone else has got one. Please bring them up to the front. Thank you. Oh, you've rescued me. That's it. Very carefully up the stairs. Thank you. We're going to stand you in order. Come on then. Well done. Keep that one. You go down that end, Nita, Liz. Jazzy, hold that one. You can open them
up.
Okay? That's it. You're number 2. Fabulous. Oh, yes. Thank you for helping me. Okay, go down this way then. That's it. Careful, not too near the edge.
You,
come back a bit
happy?
For me. That's it. You can
are you
open
happy
them up.
To come up.
Thank you so much. You go here, this side. Show number 6. Amazing. Number 7 over here, please. Are you 7 years old? Oh, wow.
Up you come,
Excellent.
Ezra.
You can
we got another one.
Oh, big sister. Well
are you
done.
Happy
can
to
you
come
open
up?
Them up for me?
Super angel.
Oh, what have you got? I've got all 4 of mine here. That's excellent. Number 4, what are you, Jesse? 5, yep. 4, 3, 1, 2. Excellent. Open them up. Stand back for me a little bit. Back. That's it. Perfect. What number are we missing? Oh, we've got another one. Come on up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, amazing.
8, you need to go all the way to the end over there. Are we in the right order?
That's so kind. Thank you. So open it up. That's
we
it.
Need a,
open it up.
We need another angel, I think.
Another angel. Where's our angel?
Here he comes.
Stay in your spot. Hold on. Now, guys, remember... Remember, every time an angel appears in the Bible, everyone is really scared because they're bright and shiny and scary. So can we all look really scared, please?
Don't be afraid.
Still a bit afraid.
So I'm going to read my message now. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Here is how you will know I am telling you the truth. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So, hang on, Tim, earlier, you said, didn't you, that everything angels say are really important and they're always true. So this is really important and really true, but I'm not sure I still understand it. Can I go through it with you bit by bit?
Go for it.
Right, okay, what's the first one? Can I see again? Okay, good news. So this is really good news. So the hearts of the shepherds are going to be bursting with joy because it's such good news. It's going to cause great joy for all the people. That says all, doesn't it? Yeah. All the people. Wait. So this isn't just for shepherds. Do we have any shepherds? Can I see any shepherds that people dressed up as shepherds? Can you stand up for me? If your parents can help
There's
you onto
two
chairs.
Here.
We've got shepherds here.
Any
Look,
more?
Shepherds.
There's one.
Oh, amazing. Great shepherds. Thank you. So this message was to the shepherds on the first Christmas day. But it's also, according to this, for everyone, for me, for you guys. Wait, even for that lot over there?
Even there.
Are you sure?
All of
it's
them.
For you guys too.
Good
it's
news for everyone.
Right, let's listen carefully then. Next bit, okay. Today in the town of...
David.
Wait, what's the town of David?
Bethlehem.
Wait, that rings a bell. Bethlehem. Anyone know what... Has anyone heard that name before? Bethlehem? What's that? Anyone know? Shout it out. What is it? Bethlehem. A town.
What's it famous for? Where Jesus was born.
Yes, Jesus. Oh, of course. It's the place where Jesus was born. Wait. Does that mean this promise from this angel is all about Jesus?
Yes, Alice.
Oh, shall I keep reading?
Yeah.
Of course it is. I'm so silly. Right, next one. A saviour has been born to you. Jesus can be a saviour. What's the next one? He is the... Oh, it's tricky to open. Messiah. What does Messiah mean,
Messiah
Tim?
Messiah means rescuer or saviour.
Rescuer or saviour. Amazing. Right, amazing. He's the Lord, and you're going to find him lying in a manger. Shall we give our angel postmen a really big round of applause? You can go sit down and be with your mummies and daddies now. Come on down.
Come on down.
Well done. Well done, someone. Fabulous. Well done. You keep it if you want to.
You can keep those messages as a famous message. Well done. Thank you for being our messengers. Thank you. Thank you. We've got a star. Look at that.
Right, so let me get this straight in my head. This is about Jesus.
Yes.
He's a promised king. You
yes.
said that earlier. He's the Messiah and he's a saviour. Hang on. That means rescuer, right?
Yeah, rescuer.
He's a baby. And a rest. Oh dear. A baby and a rest. Do you know what? I knew I'd need this. Right. Go.
Alice, what are you doing?
Well, you just said that a baby was going to be a rescuer.
Yeah.
Right. And a baby that small, I don't think can rescue me. So I'm going to wear my life jacket because that will keep me safe.
No, Alice, a life jacket is for saving you when you're in the sea.
Oh.
This isn't what this sort of saving is about.
Oh.
This is saving when you are in huge trouble. Not because of the sea, but because you're in danger from God for not being in his family.
Oh, well, this isn't going to help me with
no,
not being
that.
In God's family. No, just get rid of that. Wait, but hang on, I'm so confused still. How can a tiny baby rescue me?
That is a brilliant question. Imagine a family going on holiday a week away with friends who don't have children. But everyone is shocked by this little boy. He's 2 years old and they see him lying and stealing and teasing and hitting and screaming when he doesn't get his own way. Lots of willful disobedience and throwing things and selfishness, and more than anything else, pig-headed stubbornness. This little boy was naughty. There he is. There was my picture. A naughty little boy. Now, I'll tell you what. I'm just like that little boy. I do all the things that he did, just a bit more secretly and a bit more grown up. I can't live with God either because of my sin. I can't be in God's family, so I need a rescuer. And so do you, and so does everyone else. And Jesus was born to be the Messiah, the rescuer, God's promised king. In the song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, there's one line that I think sums up what Jesus came to do. I don't want anyone to shout it out. Say it in your heads, but does anyone know the carol well enough to say what comes after these three lines? Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild. Hands up if you know what comes next. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In fact, lots of you do. Anybody want to come up and tell me? Come on then, come up and tell me, Ezra. Say it into my microphone nice and loud. Peace on earth and mercy mild.
God and sinners reconciled.
Well done, Ezra. Let's have it up. There it is. God and sinners reconciled. Reconciled means made friends again. And that's what Jesus came to make possible. That little boy was like this. Not friends with God, not able to be close to him and away from him. But when Jesus comes, he makes us able to be reconciled, friends with God again. That's what we're talking about. That's what Christmas is about. Because of Jesus, we can be made friends with God. That is really good news. Okay, time to sing again. The baby's born. He's lying in an animal feeding trough. Can you imagine being among the shepherds? They've heard the message from the angels, and they're running down the hill into the village of Bethlehem, knocking on doors, asking if anyone knows about a new baby, and then finding Mary and Joseph and the baby in a stable. This song is encouraging us to say, what would it have been like to be there, seeing the Lord appear to men? Here is the Prince of Glory in a poor stable, not even a real house. So the chorus for this, if you can't read, is, oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord appear to men. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Please stand, let's sing this carol together. One more angel encounter. Okay. This angel didn't come with a message on the first Christmas. He came with a message on the first Easter. We're going to fast forward from that first Christmas to the first Easter, about 30 years later. But it was at the next time an angel appeared. Remember what the angel's job is? What's an angel's job? A messenger or a postman. Yes, he's got to deliver God's message. And the final angel comes with a message at the very end of Jesus' life. Jesus the baby had grown up, he'd done amazing things, he'd taught amazing things, but then he had been killed. His body was put in a tomb, and a heavy stone, an enormous round stone, was placed over the door, and Jesus' friends were worried. Kings who rule forever don't die. They thought Jesus had come to rescue by dying, but how could they be sure he'd done it? How could they be sure they were safe? That's where our angel helped. When he visited this time, there was an earthquake. Should we have an earthquake? Go for it! That's enough. The ground shook. The Bible says there was an earthquake, and then the stone was rolled away by the angel, and our angel sat on a stone. My angel isn't so incredible, so he needs a ladder. All right, we're going to try and pray and just watch just a very short one-minute video. Let's see if we can make this work. Are we ready?
Then a righteous man named Joseph came and placed Jesus' body in a tomb. 3 days passed, and it seemed that there was no hope. But very early on Sunday morning, the woman who cared for Jesus went to go visit his body and found that his tomb was empty and that he was no longer there. "Don't be afraid," said an angel. "He is not here. He is risen." At this, the woman remembered that Jesus had told them that he would rise again on the third day. To go tell the disciples what they had seen and heard.
Hey-o!
Jesus appeared to his disciples to show them that he was alive.
There you go. Were you listening carefully for what the message the angel said was?
He is not here. He has risen.
That's the message. If Jesus is alive, we do have a king forever. Do you remember what the angel first told Mary? Your son is going to be a king forever. That angel was right. And because Jesus is alive, we do have a savior. He died to save. He rose as the winner, as the rescuer who'd done it, rescued all who want it. Jesus is the savior. What the angel told the shepherds was right. We can trust the angels. They were right. We can listen to them, learn about why we're still celebrating Jesus' birth. So this Christmas, make sure Jesus receives the worship he deserves as the living, forever, rescuing King. If you're not sure you know enough about Jesus to worship him, then please come back. Be with us on Sundays. We're here to teach toddlers and teenagers and adults all about Jesus, so we can worship him, we can love him. I'd love to give a Christmas gift, the story of Jesus in Mark's Gospel, to anyone who'd like it. Please come and see me if you'd like one of those. We're going to take a picture of everybody who's come dressed up, but we're going to do that after our last carol. We're going to go back once more in our minds to that little town of Bethlehem. And anybody who'd like to, if you'd like to come and sing at the front, especially that carol, that chorus, young people, Alice is going to help you. O little town of Bethlehem. If you'd like to be part of that choir and stand in front of your mums and dads and singing, we'd love to have you. Alice, could you look after them? Could everybody sit down right where you are, children, if you don't mind, just for a minute. Sit down a second. Next Sunday, Christmas Day, and the following Sunday, we're going to be in Great Chesterford Community Hall. And then we're going to be back here on the 7th of January. We hope and pray that you won't forget that angels are God's messengers with very important news. And the greatest news they ever brought had to do with Jesus being born God's rescuing King. And when the angel at the tomb said to those who'd come and found it empty, "He is not here, he is risen," that was proof that he is the savior of the world. Will you trust in him this Christmas?